You know what's going on now, guys? The Texas Star Grill Shop Fall Grill Sale. And you might be saying, man, I know I need a new grill. I don't know which one to get. I don't know what's going to be best for me. And honestly, I didn't know what was going to be best for me. Guess what? Texas Star Grill Shop, that's what they're there for. They're going to point you in the right direction. They've got all the brands, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Napoleon, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits. That's what I ended up with. They'll ask you how much you cook. What are you cooking? How much work do you want to do? And then they'll point you towards the grill of your dreams, guys. And it's just a great place. They're going to treat you right. They'll give you a beer while you shop. They've got beer on tap in their store. They sell Akayushi beef at cost to their customers, which is just amazing. You can't find that anywhere. And they're gonna set up your grill for free, free delivery, free assembly. It's a great place. Stop by and check them out. 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston or 8905 Louetta in Spring. Always open online at TexasStarGrillShop.com.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three. Man, I love that music. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Just send a message, and if Aaron likes it, guess what? He'll read it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first 2 hours. You missed a lot of good stuff. We talked a lot of Astros because the Astros were on and will be on our station tomorrow night. We are at the Courtyard by Marriott and downtown Main Street in Dallas. And by the way, if you're here or on your way out here and you want some free tickets to the Greek Festival, they're giving away general admission tickets plus food and beverage tickets. So just go over to the promo table and ask them about it and just show them that you bought something here in the bistro.
Hey, I want to I guess a lot of people have told me today that the Astros put online that their game is going to be at noon on Monday.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Fake news.
That's fake news. It's still unknown what time the Astros are going to play on Monday or Tuesday. So here's the breakdown. What it really matters is how many series are still going on by Monday.
Right.
Because there could be anywhere from 2 to 4 series still going on Monday. It could be just the 2 AL teams. It could be all 4 teams. So if all 4 teams or all 4 series are still going, the Astros will play at 11:30. Well, that's when the broadcast will start at 11:30. They'll play at noon.
Noon, right.
If there's only 3 left, broadcast will start at 12:30. They'll play at 1. If there's only 2 left, the broadcast will start at 2. The first pitch will be at 2:30. And then Tuesday, depending on if there's 2 series going, if the Astros, you know, if there is a need for game 4, Tuesday, if both teams need a game 4, the Astros would be a 2:30 start time for a 3 o'clock first pitch.
So probably no Blitz at all that day.
Probably not. And if there's only 1 game, it would be a 6:30 start time for a 7 o'clock first pitch, in which case our station would probably not carry the pregame. I doubt we'll carry the pregame on Monday either. So we'll just go – we'll get straight into the game. But, yeah, it's still TBD on what time these games will be played.
You were talking about Joker earlier. I don't know if you saw what Raheel tweeted out. Heath Ledger equals Michael Jordan. Joaquin Phoenix equals Kobe Bryant. Jared Leto equals Harold Miner.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think there's going to be debate.
So I'm excited now because you know how I feel about the Heath Ledger Joker.
To me, it's more Jordan LeBron because there will be debate about who is better. And I don't know if you'll feel as strongly about it as I did. I think Joaquin Phoenix was phenomenal.
Well, I love him as an actor.
And
I do. It's just...
And I think what makes his character so special is you see him as not the Joker. Like, you know what I mean? So when you saw every other iteration of the Joker... Well, I guess you saw Jack Nicholson for a few minutes not being the Joker. But every other iteration of the Joker... You pretty much, the character is the Joker. This story is about Joaquin Phoenix pre-Joker to where, I mean, he's like an actual human and dealing with a serious mental illness. And so it's a more complex character in my mind. So I don't know if you'll think it is great, as great as I did, but I think it's just as good, if not better, than Heath Ledger's Joker, and I never would have expected that.
Yeah, that's a bold statement, Cotton. I'm 33. My wife is 59. We've been together 10 years this summer. We both had our first baby boy in July 2017. She's 2 years old. Still a great-looking woman. We are one and done, too. So she got pregnant at 57?
Damn.
Man, I'm going to have to start pulling out. I mean, my goodness.
Well, remember, he's 23.
33, yeah.
Oh, 30.
Yeah, but wow.
Well, you're shooting cobwebs at this point.
I've been using that. I've been using one of our old sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it helps, but it's
well. Don't purely, you have to have sex?
No, it's purely self pleasure.
Yeah. You're the only guy I know using Viagra for self pleasure.
Oh man, 713-780-3776. A couple of these college games. You mentioned you do like Cincinnati tonight. That one's about to kick off.
I do
here pretty soon. So. Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
I want that game to stay low scoring.
Okay.
I feel like it's the only way Cincinnati has a shot.
Texas now is pretty much held steady at 10 at West Virginia. West Virginia is so bad. I know how Texas is.
Texas
is
just
a favorite.
They're just so banged up is really the problem to me with Texas. You know, they're missing Colin Johnson. They're missing multiple guys in their secondary. The problem is West Virginia, even if they were fully healthy, which they're not, they can't run the ball, and they can't throw the ball. They're the Redskins.
Other than that.
They're the Redskins on offense. Yeah. I mean, they're that bad offensively. If I had to take a side, I'd take Texas minus 10. I actually use Texas in a money line parlay, Texas and Michigan, so I just don't have to worry about the points. I don't think there's really any way Texas loses this game. If they do, good, because then we'll know they're total frauds.
Right.
But I'd rather not have to worry. Because Texas has look ahead to OU also, we have to think about.
Right, right.
So Texas.
Tough road trip to go there.
A team that's banged up with look ahead to their most important game of the season really has no reason to go out there and get a bunch of margin. So I could see them just trying to get out, but they should be able to beat them by however many they want.
We talked a lot about that Tulane Army game. Tulane minus 2.5 now.
I think I like Army. Tulane. Tulane's a team they're used to seeing the option because they play Navy every year. They do well against Navy historically. I don't know. I'm not crazy about giving points. Because if you had just told me what the line would be, I would have thought it'd be a point, maybe point and a half, 2.5. It was up at 3.5 earlier this week. So that tells me there's some Army money coming in. So maybe I'm late to the party. If I were playing a side, I'd like Tulane.
I'm going to be on Rice plus 9.5 at UAB. And Brad, who is now two dinners in the hole to me, is it's about to either be 3 or 1, as he's on the other side of it. But I like the way Rice has played their last couple games. They've had a ridiculously tough schedule for what they are. And this isn't last year's UAB. It really isn't. They're a good football team, but last year they were outstanding. And I just think that I love the way they played against Baylor. They should have beaten Louisiana Tech, who I think is better than UAB. So I'm taking Al plus 9.5.
One other game that I'll mention, I know we got to go to break, get RJ on, but I like the under in the Ohio State-Michigan State game. Michigan State, they normally don't score. I think they haven't scored a touchdown in the last 2 years against Ohio State. And this is the best Ohio State defense that they've had in a long time. And Michigan State's not going to roll over and let Ohio State score 100 on them. But Michigan State is not going to score very many points. I don't really want to take points with or give points with Ohio State. But that's why I kind of like the under, just because I don't think it gets really out of hand. And I don't know how Michigan State scores. Kind of like I was talking about the Redskins. I don't know how they're going to score. If you can't score on Arizona State, you're going to have a hard time scoring against Ohio State.
I added one game to my package this week, Memphis minus 15 at UL Monroe. I think Memphis is going to destroy this team. And I went and looked at it, and everybody's kind of looking at UL Monroe as what they did against Florida State.
Yeah.
Florida State's garbage.
Yeah.
And everything else they've done, it's just not very impressive. So I'm on Memphis as well. All right. I'll tell you what else I'm going to be on because I'm having a few beers here today. So when I get home, you know what I'm doing before I go to bed? Going to take Cheers. And if you're not on Cheers, you need to be on Cheers because I tell you what, man, this stuff works so good, especially if you're going to go and drink during Astros games, right? You need to be 100% tomorrow. You want to be loud, right? Well, that's why Cheers is offering you a great discount on all Cheers products during the playoffs. Pretty simple. You watch the game, you take Cheers, you're going to feel better the next day. When you feel better, you root harder. And when you root hard, the Astros are unstoppable. You guys were really loud today. That affected the Rays. So you need to be drunk to do it. So go to CheersHealth.com and enter promo code CRUSHCITY19 at checkout, and you'll get 19% off your next order of Cheers. That's CheersHealth.com, code CRUSHCITY19 for 19% off of all Cheers products. Well, if you call yourself a fan, stock up on Cheers now. The Astros are going to need you as fresh for Game 7 as you were for Game 1. Just three capsules after your last drink can make all the difference. And if you order before 4 o'clock, you'll get it the next day because they're based right here in Houston. CheersHealth.com, promo code CRUSHCITY19.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at the Courtyard by Marriott, not too far from where your Astros got it done today, 6-2. And come on out here, get a drink with us. I'm having a Crawford Bock; they're on special. And Tyler, you had the wings. Your thoughts? I liked them a lot.
They were different. They had a good flavor to them.
They were really good flavor to them. Yeah,
they're unique. Enjoyed them.
Chili lime, is that what they are?
Chili lime with, I think it was like green goddess dressing or something.
Yeah, I don't do the dressing.
So. Dressing was good too.
But yeah, so come on out. The bistro here has really good food. Apparently, the wife has eaten here several times for lunch because her office is like 2 blocks away. So, all right, now we will go to our good friends, RJ Bell. You can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. And usually he brings along a couple of friends with him, so we'll let him tell us who all is there. What's going on, RJ?
Hey, guys, we got Scooby-Doo with us. Oh, wait,
Excellent.
We got Brad Powers. How'd you do in your pick last week, Brad?
Not good.
Oh,
what's
no.
What's your record?
0-2 on this show.
Isn't it 0-3?
Oh, is it 0-3?
It's 0-3.
It's 0-3.
You know what's funny? They never seem to get it wrong against them. Fez, how you doing?
I think I'm 1-3.
And then? We're talking about the one and only RJ Bell.
How'd you do last week, RJ?
I don't remember.
We do.
We do. Dallas Cowboys was your play.
Ooh. How'd you do, AJ?
I also lost. Chiefs were my play.
So who's in first place?
You and I are still tied for first.
How is that?
You're tied for first.
Nope, it's a three-way tie now because Fred's one of us actually got it right last week.
Fred got one.
All right. So what you're saying is when Fred was like, finally, he wasn't eating peanuts. He had his mouth on the mic and was ready to talk. It was like him saying, oh, yeah, you know who got it right? It's like you were so excited to somehow be tied with me. If there's anything the Houston metro area should know, that's Fred's aspiration.
See, what did I say? I said earlier,
come on and beat one of us up.
He's going to beat me up, even though I got it right. I'm going to get beat up. So thank you. I'm correct on a prediction.
You know what's funny is so my record and Fred's and AJ's is 3-1.
Yes, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Let's keep it going.
Not bad.
Yeah, just to let you know, I was 5-0 on my pregame picks last week, and I'm about 66% for the season right now. So.
Well, all joking aside, I mean, even if you accept the fact that someone can occasionally be square, you add it up, and there's a reason you're on pregame. All joking aside, I mean, I've said this before. I'll say it again. I know for sure and unequivocally, sincerely, there's no radio show that has two people that can match you two. I think there's a handful of other normal hosts that are in your strata, but no show has two. And that is the truth.
straight out of Vegas, I've heard they've got some.
Yeah,
they got
some pretty good guys.
Well,
on that
you know, I mean, the fact that we're supposed to be a gambling show. Now, listen, the fact that it's also so well done. There's you laugh, you cry. Yeah, that's why we're national. But I wasn't judging that. You know, I wasn't judging. I was saying amongst the other, you know, those that are part of the masses, we'll say.
Yeah, they do call you the Susan Sarandon of sports betting. So I've heard
I don't even know
actually.
What that means.
It means you laugh, you cry. You're great.
Oh.
You bring the emotion.
Well, let's. I don't cry. I laugh at the other people crying.
let's get into some handicapping for this week, Brad. I guess we should let you go first, and hopefully you got something.
Oh my God,
jeez.
I mean, you're hitting from the ladies' tees now. We got to.
Oh, wow.
Ow.
I'm going to go. Is that it? I'm going to go with a game that kicks off in less than a half hour here. I'm going to take Cincinnati +3.5 against Central Florida. And here's where I think the value is. I think the market threw Cincinnati in the trash after a 42-0 loss against Ohio State. What's happened since that game? Okay, Ohio State's beaten Indiana by 41. They've beaten Miami, Ohio by 71. They've beaten Nebraska on the road by 41. Hey, that loss that Cincinnati had doesn't look so bad. And on top of that, you look at Cincinnati head coach Luke Fickell after last week's game in the locker room. He said, hey, that's the most energy we've had after a game all season. We've been in a rut all year. That's not the case anymore. Cincinnati +3.5 tonight.
Brad, I got to say, I hope we're not making fun of you for another loss next week, because I'm right there with you, buddy.
We all are, actually, so, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Or it could be just Lemmings striving for a win.
That might be it. Oh, boy. Mr. Fezzik, what's your handicap this week?
So what's Fezzik's record?
And then Fezzik's 2-2.
He won't get the bumbling music. Here's what we'll do is whenever someone's below 500, they get the bumbling music.
Oh, man, that's going to be the case for me for a while. Jeez. All right, we're going Chicago -5 in London versus Oakland. I like this game, and it's all about the Chicago travel advantage. So the Bears just flew out. They took the red eye. They just arrived to London today. Oakland's been there all week long. Looks like an advantage. Oakland, right? They get acclimated to London. Well, not so fast. As it turns out, it appears to be optimal strategy to arrive late in London. And New England has really gone ahead and perfected this. New England, in their two London games, they went ahead and arrived as late as possible. What did New England do in London? Outscored their opponents 83-14. Now, that's a sample size of two, but I think what's more significant, what coaching staff and organization is able to be uniquely qualified to figure out the best travel schedules and situations like that? I would argue the New England Patriots, and I'd argue that the Oakland Raiders are one of the least buttoned-up teams in the NFL, and I can see them going out to Oakland off of a big win in Indianapolis and not having a focused week.
Now, it is important to realize, and I agree with Fez on this pick, I mean, coincidentally, I was the first to pick this. Is so a little. You could almost say it's Fezzik's pick or a bonus pick from RJ.
Well, that was going to be my best bet this week too. So I'm.
Yeah, I think it's another one. We're all on the same. We're all on the same.
I love it. You know, we're very Democrat in a weird way. It seems like if you win, you should go first. But then, I mean, let's be candid. Then everyone tunes out when I'm done. So
yeah, I think we got to start. It's like the NFL draft. I mean,
we're trying to help. I understand. Help the less fortunate.
Yeah, we're looking for something to equal things out here. Parity is what we're
I would say this real quick though, is if you look at Jacksonville, a team that goes there every year, there's been an evolution on how they travel.
Exactly. So for years, Jacksonville would go out there and do all the media, spend the week, and do poorly. And the Jacksonville coaching staff actually said, you know, we figured it out. The optimal strategy is get there as late as possible. And since then, Jacksonville has been doing well.
Now, one other thing is let's give Gruden some credit in that it was a tough decision, because when you play in Indy, I mean, your choice is fly back, then fly all the way there again, and then keep going. Or you could have done a camp a la Youngstown and San Fran, or what they've done. You know, I mean, in a weird way, the fact the Raiders probably don't feel super competitive for the playoffs, maybe have some fun in a way, you know, make it more of an adventure. And this is part of that long stretch where they're on those road games. But Fez, they have a bye next week, right?
Yeah, bye and then two more road games.
Last question to Fez, because this was one of my games too. How do you look at Chase Daniel versus Trubisky?
Yeah, long term, I think Chase Daniel is going to be the worst quarterback. But this week, extra energy for the Bears, upgrade playing with Chase Daniel.
And I got to wonder about Chase Daniel, in a weird way, being a career backup effectively means that you have a career. Is anyone willing to bet in 5 years that Trubisky's in the league? I mean, what's the odds? Ooh. Is it better than 50-50?
No, I don't think so.
I think 50-50 is a good line.
Blake Bortles is still in the league. Yeah, he'll still be in the league. He might not be
a
starter.
You think Bortles was worse than Trubisky?
Honestly, yeah. I feel like the late season that we saw from Mitch Trubisky last year, there was actually optimism for him coming into this year, and obviously he didn't need it.
I mean, that optimism has been crushed like a broken dream this year because and it's kind of worth a minute here. All the discussion about these young quarterbacks, I thought, let's quantify this. Right? Fez is about his little eyes. I'm about numbers. And, again, he didn't go to a great school. He went to Northwestern, so I'm not blaming him. and he is an actuary, so he's got some basic understanding of numbers. But I want to see it quantified. Would you say that's all fair, Fez?
Yes.
He's punch drunk at this. I mean, he's like...
By the way, Wednesday night, guys, it was like I was unable to do simple arithmetic. It was scary for an actuary that was just, I don't know what went on.
And you know what's funny is I saw he was in a weakened state, so we did about 20 minutes on his silver spoon upbringing. Ooh, he wishes, he might want to buy that tape for about $10,000, and it'd be no thank you. It was very interesting.
The Baba
so
what tape, I did, maybe.
Oh, my God, that is great. Now, real quick, here's what I did. I figure, and this is fascinating, QBR. Now, everyone says, oh, ESPN, what do they know about analytics? Well, the guy who's their head of analytics is one of the fathers of analytics. Oliver's his last name. And I look through QBR. It accounts for strength of schedule, a lot of things. So I said, that's going to be one. Pro Football Focus, getting a lot of attention. I think they look at every play. And if you look at the staff they've got, they got some brilliant guys. I don't know about how they're netting it out. And then you've got, and I love this. This was my favorite. 538, Nate Silversight, has an ELO method. ELO, you might have heard, is chess-related, where they, based on who you played and who your opponents played, there's a way to kind of extrapolate how good you are. And then finally, there's a lesser-known analytics site that I didn't write the name down. It's like 3 days in a row now I haven't written it down. So next week I'll try to give them credit. Okay. This is the beauty. Almost every one of these has an outlier for every quarterback. Or say it like this. Every quarterback has at least one of the four that's a true outlier. So let me give you an example. Phillip Rivers. The other three have him 5, 9, and 10. QBR has him 17. That's a big, big difference,
that
right?
Is.
Give you another example. I'll give you a quick outlier for every one. Now, this one is kind of damning. When it comes to Patrick Mahomes, the other three have 3, 1, and 2. PFF has 9. I don't like that. Right?
Throw that in
and
the
then
trash.
If you look at the ELO method, the one that's an outlier, Fez, you might like this one. Matt Ryan, they've got number 2. Other three have 14, 18, and 13.
That's about
so
as
what
crazy
happens,
as Mahomes being at 9.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do on Twitter is I'm going to put the two biggest outliers for each of the four sources and ask who will you go on the mountaintop to fight with? You know, would you want to be on the side of the outliers? And that's probably the one stat you'd like more, right? So finally I figured you blend all these, you're going to kind of get unweight the outliers. So check out this list and I'm going to read the first 14 people fast and tell me if anything seems wrong. Actually, I'm going to do the first 13 because Nick Foles is in here, and he actually, his 8 passes are one of the best years so far, but, you know, 8 passes. Okay, Mahomes, Prescott, Wilson, Brady, Lamar Jackson. All right, question mark to me. Yeah. Breeze, Wentz, Rivers, Ryan, Rodgers, Stafford, Watson, Jimmy G. Now, that sounds like a pretty good approximation of your best 12 or so quarterbacks,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then here's the bottom list. Eli, Case Keenum, Kyler Murray, Cousins, Dalton, Josh Allen, which is a surprise, I think, Bridgewater, Newton, obviously played bad, Trubisky, Rosen, Fitzpatrick, Falk, Big Ben, obviously was hurt, Barkley, and then the unanimous worst, Dwayne Haskins. How good does that sound? Or bad?
It sounds pretty legit.
So to me, it's when this list gives you some distinctions, I think it's super meaningful.
Yeah,
Chase
there's still something that jump out to me is like Lamar Jackson jumps out to me as probably too high. Josh Allen, like you said, to me, probably too low, although he's turned the ball over quite a bit. But yeah, for the most part, though, I'm aligned with the consensus list there.
And here's what I would say. If it's only about matching with your thoughts, the list is useless, right? You just got your thoughts are free. You got them. To me, it's when you see that contradiction, you got to ask yourself, let me dig deeper. Because if even half the time you get swung to their perspective and the other half is you still believe, you've just eliminated some real mistakes potentially, right? That's the whole peer review concept. And just to finish the point, and it's 10 more seconds, Chase Daniel on this list, only 30 throws, number 16 out of 42. Trubisky, as we said, number 36. So small sample, but boy, oh boy, I think it's an upgrade, Chase Daniel.
Well, who do we want to go next, RJ? You, Fred, and I, we mentioned, are in a three-way tie. I feel like as the guest, we should send you first, but it's your call.
I'll take any edge. I mean, it seems ridiculous, but okay. I am going to, and listen, you know I don't do this just for a fact. Because let's be honest, the first day Fred's ahead of me, I mean, it's going to be his day. He'll be like, AJ, can you come in an hour early? I want to tape a few bits around this. So what I would say is this is legit. I'm going with the Houston Texans.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And here's why. In our super contest, which we had we went 5-0 2 weeks ago, 1-4. Okay? 1-4. And here's what I'm thinking with Houston. Have they given up on the season?
No.
No. They had some problems. Atlanta's had some problems. This line, what's the current number? What number are we using?
Four.
That means they're a little bit better. Right? Three for home field. Do we really think that Houston and Atlanta is within a point of each other? What do you think, guys?
I think so.
So you think, I mean, Fez, what's your power rating say?
Got him a point and a half.
Okay. So you got Houston where?
Half point better than average.
No, I understand. Okay. But just for the future,
15th.
For the 87th time, you're better than average. I don't want to hear. I want to hear the ranking.
15th.
And so you're saying that Houston is an average team by definition?
Yes.
So who's right above them? Who's right below them?
Buffalo's above them.
Okay. So you really think Buffalo's better?
Yes.
Okay.
Right below them, New Orleans.
With
Bridgewater.
No, I hear you. But it's hard to gauge New Orleans.
Tennessee below.
It is, especially because New Orleans beat them.
Yeah, with Breeze, though.
Well, at home, too, right? I mean, that was a hell of a game. Hey, listen, let's just say this. The game Houston played in week one is not an average team.
No.
So it strikes me that when you have tumult, like both these teams have, there's one of two possibilities. You either get focused and play hard, or you start to crumble. I don't know if we've seen the updated odds, Brad, but the odds of the first coach fired, Quinn was the favorite.
He was the favorite as of last week.
Okay. And has it changed, or you just haven't gotten
it? I haven't looked at it this week.
Okay.
It's got to be him or Jay Gruden.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is this guy was literally one first down away from winning a Super Bowl, and he is now going to, you know, go down in history as a failed coach. Do you think he's fighting and clawing, or is the team, let's be candid, in this era of player empowerment, I believe, and I'm ambivalent about it, but I believe that you're going to see more players not quitting on the team, disengaging emotionally from the team. And that happened in Denver. I can't remember the cornerback's name, but he's an all-pro level guy. And after the game, I think there, it was after game three. He goes, I'm not answering any questions. 13 more weeks because he's a free agent. I mean, I think we're going to see more of that. How much is Atlanta really listening to Quinn? Or are they thinking about their own, you know, safety boat or, you know, rescue boats out of town or to the next coach? I know Houston hasn't given up because they pretty much mortgaged their future for Tunzel. I'm going with Houston.
All right. Fred, you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. And you mentioned the Broncos and how I think they may be one of those teams that have gone full Jets. I know I'm going to get the hip to be square here, but give me the Chargers inside of a touchdown here at 6.5. I think they're going to – I think they win this game easily. I think playing the Dolphins last week helped them quite a bit because they didn't have to play a close game. I think they figured some things out on offense. I like the Chargers quite a bit this week.
You know what's funny? 99% of people, if they were getting called square by me, would try to be sharp. I think Fred looks at all his possible picks and picks the squarest one because he's by definition a contrarian. He hates authority. Is that right, Fred?
There's something to that. That's true.
So, real quick,
to be fair, if Fred was a true contrarian, he probably would be considered sharp because –
He's a contrarian when it comes to emotions, not betting necessarily. Let me ask you this, Fred, and I guarantee the other two are sharper perceived. What's your other two picks if you had a top three?
I like Jacksonville plus 3.5 at Carolina. And I like the Bears also. I'm with Fezzik on that one. But those would be my other picks.
I respect him, though. I mean, with my withering dialogue, who wants to stand up to that? But he does.
All right. I'll go. We saved the best for last. I'll be in first place next week, I'm sure. I will go with RJ's Pittsburgh Steelers plus 3.5. The Bears were going to be my pick.
Are you laying 120?
No.
Oh, I mean, this guy trying every 10-cent edge. Is that really the way we're going to play it? I think we all should get a half point. Right?
Boy, you got to remember, I don't work in a studio where my numbers are up at all times. But just
coincidentally, though, it's been Pittsburgh plus one or plus 3.5 minus 20 since Monday. Right, Fez?
Yeah, because I gave it out as my line mover, and I moved the line. No, I didn't.
All right. I'll take three. That's fine.
I'm
not worried about the half point. That's fine.
I think that's good thinking.
I honestly think the Steelers will win outright. I feel like that the Ravens are one of the most overrated teams right now, and especially with no Jimmy Smith. It's been for years. When he's not out there, their defense is not as good, and this team is still not reliable to me offensively. Lamar Jackson, he got a big reputation because he beat up on the Dolphins, and then he beat up on the Arizona Cardinals, two of the worst teams. It's just not real. And I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers, we finally saw a little bit last week. And you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. They're a team who's not quitting on this season. They do believe that they've got some kind of hope this season. And if they do, they're going to have to play this game close. So I'll take the Steelers, and I will take 3 points with it.
That's very admirable. I like the pick at 3.5, but I like the pick. Let me ask you a quick question. Oh, go ahead.
My other pick was, besides the Bears, my third game would be Tampa, and I had them at plus 3.5, and it's gone down to 3 since we've been doing the show. So I didn't want to cheat you out of a half point.
Well, you wouldn't have cheated me out of a half point, but thank you for the thought. What I'll say is I like the following correlated parlay. Tell me what you think. Pittsburgh plus 3.5 and the 49ers on Monday night. Two-team are correlated. Here's my thinking. The only thing that keeps me from loving the 49ers is the Browns looked mighty good last week.
Yeah.
If Baltimore's good, then all of a sudden the Browns are better. If Pittsburgh covers this game, I like San Francisco more because it takes away the one man. Not listen, they cover by a half point. You know, if it falls three and you get the push and the rest of us get the win, then I'm not going to say it's some big deal. But if it's anything outside of that range, all of a sudden now you kind of excuse the Cleveland win in a way. I like a two-teamer, San Fran and Pittsburgh. But get three and a half, kids.
I like, wait, get pay the 20 cents, especially if you're going to do a parlay.
Well, the thing is, AJ, you're not really paying 20. It's minus 120 or minus 110.
Right.
So for 10 cents, and you're getting a 20 cent value. So unfortunately, you gave up 20 cents of value when you went from 3.5 to 3, but I liked it.
Well, I thank you, RJ.
I would pay $500 for that game to fall three.
Oh, no. That's RJ Bell, Steve Fezzik, Brad Powers, pregame.com. We haven't mentioned it once, so we will mention RJ in Vegas. At RJ in Vegas, the great one, RJ Bell, at RJ in Vegas is his Twitter handle. Follow him. Everyone follow him.
A little
him.
More sincerity could do.
At RJ in Vegas. At RJ in Vegas, everyone follow. It sounds less sincere when I do that. Everyone follow
him.
Yeah,
when you
fantastic
do it.
I'm an insincere guy by nature. Appreciate you guys, and hopefully
it's our pleasure. This is as fun as – I mean, listen, if we got paid, it'd be better, but this is as fun as it gets. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. All right, guys. I have to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions, and if you're looking to add something or maybe you want to renovate your old pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway, get their Carpstone overlay. Of course, you want an outdoor kitchen, patio cover, new pool construction, all of that they can do. But that Carpstone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. Incredibly durable, 2 times stronger than concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential projects, commercial projects, you name it. And how about this? They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. And they're accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009. They've even got an A-plus rating. So save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway today, or check out the Carpstone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Zero Latency. I can tell you about them because I went there today and checked it out. Fantastic time. You guys are going to love this thing, man. It is basically you put on a headset, you put on goggles, and you're in a totally different world. And it is just a really fun experience. I went today and played with Barry and Juggalo Trey. We had a blast, and I'm telling you, I'm going to be back certainly. It is a free-roaming virtual reality is basically what it is. I'm going to take my son soon. He's going to love it. But it's not just for kids. Family meetups, reunions. If you want to do like a team-building event for work, it'd be a great thing to do. Go out there and kill some zombies with your kids, guys. Zero Latency is the place to do it. The grand opening is October 12th. Book your spot at zlhouston.com. And when you do, you're going to want to use – we got you hooked up for that too. You can save $5. All you got to do is give them a promo code when you sign in. ESPN Go is the promo code for the booking portal. You'll save $5 at Zero Latency. They're at Derry Ashford and I-10. You do the turnaround. It's right there by Cavenders. Check it out. Zero Latency, ZLHouston.com. Oh, 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 no, no.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Courtyard by Marriott downtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go, and I want to take a second to thank everyone who came out here. And we had a pretty good crew here today at the Courtyard Marriott. And I also want to thank all the people who work here. I'm telling you, friendliest staff. Friendliest bartender, everything. So great place. Come check it out. And also, since both of you guys are here, I want to
make an announcement.
A little praise for Andrew. he did a terrific job yesterday producing the show.
Nice.
Very talented young man. So, you know, props
you
to him.
You just like and, him because he's hot.
Well, it was nice having him and Josh Jordan there because then people would want to watch on the stream. And then they had to look at me, and it kind of scared them off. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
You're with your wife, and you're like, okay, we can hang out with
these wife scenarios. Well,
think,
right,
so. We can hang out with
I've got some personal questions.
Think about it. We can hang out with couple A, who they're both pretty cool, or couple B, where the dude's really cool, but the wife is a raging bitch. You just hang out with the okay couple. Who there's no raging bitch involved.
that's
Bill O'Brien is a raging bitch. He's making me not want to hang out with Deshaun. And I'm over there looking at Dak and Kellen Moore, and I'm like, oh, they're all right.
I mean, I just got treated like royalty out there, which it feels good sometimes.
You are royalty, Fred.
No, I'm a pig, but or
yeah,
you like
but
to say
pig, pig royalty.
A burned marshmallow, as you like to say.
Not burned, a melted marshmallow.
Melted burned marshmallow, because you said
yeah,
black
like,
on the outside.
Like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man when they hit him with the ectoplasma thing. And he's like, oh, and he starts to drip apart. That's what I imagine you looking like naked.
It's nice that some people actually respect you and still think highly of you, even though you haven't seen him in years. So
that's weird. No one does that with me.
Just saying.
You know who I respect? Allstate Siding and Windows. Exclusively. No one else. Do I respect my parents? Not really. Do I respect you? Absolutely not. Do I respect Allstate Siding and Windows? Unquestionably.
If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
For those special life cycle moments, engagements, anniversaries,
shall we begin?
Live from...
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what...
Sorry about that.
Dude, you were doing so well.
Yeah.
You were still so well, and just keep pushing buttons till you get it right in that situation.
Yeah, that's my bad.
That's all right.
Sorry, AJ.
That's all right,
I let you down.
We'll rage in a pub one night.
Yes. Very much looking forward to that.
See which one of us can get kicked out first. Have a little competition.
All right. That's what I'm going to print. Like, if they come over, I'm going to act like I'm British and Fred's the outside. Well, this bloke here.
That's
you kicked right out of there.
Drunk American.
I'll just say, all right. That sells everybody.
I think Brexit is a terrible idea.
And I'm gonna watch the new season of Peaky Blinders right before I go, so it'll be sharp. By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, it's just a little hint of wood. It's nothing too crazy.
It's not. I do taste the wood.
Yep,
but just not as much of the burn.
Yeah,
the tequila burn.
Save that, will you? I'd like to.
No, that's gonna come back to haunt them.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, fun week.
Indeed.
Yeah. So we had a pretty good session with Eric this week, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't remember it because we were drinking, but yeah, that was pretty good. I was showing you my super contest picks on my bookie, and I'm in 270th out of, well, I know there was, I don't know how many thousand signed up.
What's first place? What's the percentage?
125,000.
No, what's the, what, who's, what? First place, what have they hit at?
I've got to go look it up and see who's where. But
it's always something crazy, like 75%.
But,
like,
you know,
it's unsustainable. But
right. But it pays off through 231. And
what are you at right
270,
now?
270. And I'm already 1-0 this week.
And you're at what percent?
I'll have to go look. I'm actually.
You were on the Rams?
I was on the Rams 1.5. So okay. The hook helped me.
Nice.
And the cool thing is, like.
I'm glad I didn't bet. I was going to bet Seattle.
Some of these people will not even. I mean, they'll quit playing halfway through.
Yeah.
Some of them die. So I like my chances of making a run in this thing.
There you go.
We'll see how it goes. All right. It's going to wrap it up. Want to thank everyone out here at Courtyard by Marriott for having us out. Great job, Aaron. Glad to have you back. Great job, Tyler. He's been here the whole time, but, you know, he does a great job. Great job, Hoffman. Great job by the pregame guys.
As usual, great job, Hoffman.
You know what? I was near my peak today. I'm going to give myself a solid C.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a C performance. All right. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Enjoy the game, which you can hear here on the station tomorrow night. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.